Next comedian coming to the stage. He's a very good friend of mine. He's been doing comedy for a real long time. He's not done it here before, though. So everybody, give a warm welcome to Mr. Yeti Abide.
What's up, Mad Swede? How are you guys? Great. Thanks for the warm up, LJ. I didn't know. I didn't know if I was gonna come in aggressive, too hard. Okay, let me. What's up, guys? Hey, guys, it's me. That's right, your favorite recreation management major. Dressed for the job you didn't complete your degree in. You guys think all black? Little color down there. Actually, I want you to notice all of this is black, including the t-shirt underneath. Did I do that? Yeah. Excited over here. Not that type of show yet. But these are very colorful socks. And on the inside, they have an inscription that says Black History Month. So Nike did a little thing. So these socks that are multicolored are the blackest thing I own. What the? It's Black History Month. That should say something to you, no? All right, fine. Fellow adults, welcome. Glad you guys are here. I like saying that I'm a bartender when I'm not on a stage, and it's nice to know that adults are in your place of employment. I used to drive a daycare van, so you can understand why I appreciate this. Anybody else hiding out from kids tonight? Not me, I'm just asking. No? Anybody hiding kids tonight? No? Good. Be bad. I like working in the service industry. I've done it for as long as I can remember, and I mean that. My parents owned a restaurant when I was 10, so like I've been doing this for like 30 fucking years. Like, and I love it because you get the highlights, right? You get the customers you'll never forget. Like I'll never forget trivia night. Guy kept shouting out answers, and I'm like, "Hey, dude, you got to go." And he's like, "I'm a veteran. Fuck you. You want some meth?" Just like that. Just like right, and you're like, "Dude had a plan, man. He came in, knew who he was gonna tell off." He was going to state who he was, he was going to tell somebody off, and then he was going to make some money on the way out. Nailed it. Best way to call people out, though, is to remind them that they're in public. You see people start getting rowdy or anything like that at a karaoke night or comedy night, maybe at Matsui, you just be like, "You're in public!" Just fucking, it's like calling somebody out first, middle, last name, including the numbers after their name, you know, like whatever, MD or something like that. "Excuse me, doctor. You're going to need to remember that you have surgery at 6 in the morning. Get the fuck out of here." On me, nonetheless. I actually was a recreation management major. That was not a joke. Enjoyed the fuck out of it. It was a lot of fun. I had to learn how to teach PE, which is weird when you think about it. Like, you learn how to play badminton, and then you learn how to teach people to play badminton. Believe me, it is hard to explain to a group of adults how to hit a shuttlecock. Shuttlecock, man, shouldn't have smoked that much. Cotton knife, man, it's fucking right there. Is this? No. It's fucking hot out there, jeez. You guys accomplished much in the new year here? You guys, yeah, a little bit? No? Nobody, so I stick New Year's resolutions here. I was like, after this last year, I decided not to make plans for anything. Like, I was like, fuck it. Pretty sure it's like, we're like, no more resolutions ever. We're just not going to do that. I spent Valentine's Day yesterday just hanging out with my girlfriend, and I washed my hair. All right. I did not get the reaction I wanted.
Wow.
I washed my hair. Even the barflies over here are just like, oh my god, hands off. They were like, uh-huh, moving for that. We're doing. You guys are low. So a lot of people with, thank you, I appreciate that. Yeah, no extensions. It's like, I used to walk into a room and be like, "I'm the tallest guy here," and now I go and be like, "I got the longest hair in the room." Fuck yeah. All right, my long-haired people, I got some questions for you, though. Like, something that I didn't realize is how much maintenance it is. Like, right? Fucking a lot of maintenance. Takes a lot. Everything. Washing is like, I get the whole, I gotta wash my hair. Like, I did that yesterday. like for 2 hours, like because I cleaned it really well. It smelled, oh man, fuck yeah. If it weren't COVID and I didn't really like people touching my hair, I would have y'all just get in here and we'd just have a good old party in Yeti's mane and in a good way. You know, whatever. All right. Here's the thing though about long hair that nobody ever told me was, and back me up, my long haired people. You get that hair in the shower? Yeah, right? Cringy, right? Is it? Okay, peculiar to me on a level where, like, you know that moment when you're about to get a paper cut? Like, you know it's about to happen, but you can't stop it? That's the hair coming around your asshole, right? It's not cutting you, but you're like, what the fuck is happening? And I can't stop this, because you're just, it's attached. In water, hair, I don't know. It's like the, like, Gorilla Glue has nothing on hair and water in a shower. You cannot get it off your fucking hand. And you're pulling it, and you're like, whoa. And then you're like, wait, is this mine? And imagine me, I'm like all the way out here. And I'm like, I think I swallowed it. It's coming out. It's not what happens, but you never know. You never know. No. It's a good time. I enjoy it, and it's a lot of fun. Well, that's my time, guys. Thanks for laughing at my jokes. Have a good night.